And today on KMAN, I have written a tribute to my friend Richard Pitts. He's a friend to many. And here it is. I don't think I've ever met a man like Richard Pitts. If you knew Richard, you would know what I mean. Richard passed away Monday following a 10-year fight against colorectal cancer. It was a fight he waged without fear, backed by determination and unwavering faith. Richard created, built, and operated the Wonder Workshop, an interactive children's museum located at 4th Street in Manhattan. It was his life's work, his mission, his passion. His work with the Wonder Workshop was highly impactful to thousands of youngsters, including my own children. His curriculum at the Wonder Workshop included arts, science, and humanities, and also the history that he reiterated to so many through his Underground Railroad tours. If that's all you knew about Richard Pitts, you missed out on knowing a most wonderful man. This man was filled with curiosity. As a young man, Richard came to Manhattan from New Jersey to study history at K-State. And here, he fell in love with the area. Here, he met his wife, Cindy, and here, they raised their family. This man was filled with joy. His contagious smile was welcoming to many a stranger, no matter their background, color, gender, politics, or faith. He seemed to see through the eyes of another and could look directly into their heart and see what that person was all about. This man was filled with intrigue, passionate about history. Richard told stories to any audience of any size and of any age. He possessed a dramatic, charismatic flair, teaching of the Underground Railroad, often teaching on the same grounds where history was made. This man was filled with love, strong in his convictions, and a believer in the goodness of people. He thrived on connecting with people, wanting to know all about their families and their stories. Countless lives he impacted, countless hearts he warmed. Above all, he loved. He loved like no one I've ever known. He loved children. He loved people. He loved history, and he loved teaching. Now, I know I'm not alone when I say this, but Richard Pitts, I love you, brother, and I'll miss you greatly. Well done, good and faithful servant. Go rest high on that mountain. There's a host of angels waiting to hear your stories.